Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is March 4th, 2019. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. I do apologize for missing the show 2 weeks ago. Life has just thrown me some curveballs lately. It's just getting kind of crazy out there. A lot going on. Everything you can think of that can go wrong happened that week. But you know what? We're back feeling good, and everything is starting to get back to normal. Still in the process of relocating myself here, so this will be probably the last podcast on my current equipment. I do have a new laptop and new equipment that I will be setting up in the new home. So this will be it on this. Hopefully the podcast will sound maybe a little clearer or a little bit easier for me to produce as well. Got all new equipment. Want to start off fresh in the new home. So that's coming up pretty soon too. So this will be my final actual podcast in the current home or current bat cave, you want to call it, or whatever you would like to say. And coming up with a new one soon. All right, guys. So today we're going to talk about presidential shave kits. You know, in the theme of President's Day that just happened a couple of weeks ago, which when this original show was supposed to come out, I have a couple pictures of some presidential shave kits from actual presidents themselves that are on display, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Also about maybe a little bit of celebrity shaving, too. Do celebrities use wet shave? That's a question that's come up. I do know of one or two celebrities that are confirmed wet shavers that do buy from vendors, but not too many others. We'll talk about that as well when we get to that part of the show. Let's see those shave dens. Got a few pictures from the previous show. Shave dens that were sent in pictures. You guys are going to get some shirts from Janus Razors. We got Janus Razor t-shirts I'm going to give away. I have another giveaway as well for today in addition to that. So all you got to do is email me, send me a picture, or just follow the directions, and you got a shirt. What's your favorite made in the USA products? That's right. Do you have a favorite American-made product? With President's Day coming up, well, that's pretty much an American holiday, so I do apologize for you for those abroad, but do you have any products that are made in the USA that are one of your favorites? If you do, we're going to talk a little bit about them as well. Send me an email, we'll find out, and you can get a shirt as well. All right, and what better way to celebrate President's Day than with a presidential soap? That's right, Strike Gold Shave Products. They do presidential shave sets here and there. Some are limited, some are not, but we'll talk a little bit about them as well. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. So talking about presidential shave sets, I have a picture of George Washington's shave set here. Straight razor, strop, a comb, case, and a stone, right? And a little brush, too, in there. It's really funny to see, or not fun, it's not funny, interesting to see that how some wet shavers can actually still use the products today. Because I have a actual straight razor from the 1700s, I have several of them, and they shave very well. And they're just a lot of fun to use. So, I mean, it's just great stuff to try and just to use as well. And it's a lot of nostalgic that goes with it. If you haven't seen a video, I've done a video about 1700s wet shaving. I did an article as well. I was always been fascinated with it. So this was one of the kits that first things I found when I was looking for like famous sets of the 1700s. And it's a pretty complete set. This is on display in Mount Vernon. So if you ever get a chance to go to that museum in Mount Vernon, check it out and see, what kind of sets they have. Also, we have JFK, John F. Kennedy's shave set. It looks like a gold-plated Gillette engraved. Now, I'm not too sure about this. I found it online. I think this is a private collection owner owns this. It was on eBay auction, maybe. It looks like a Gillette Tech that's gold-plated. I've seen a couple of these sets around. Really awesome to see if that's true, if they sent it. But I would not... Let me say this in the right way. I don't think that Gillette would go through the extent of doing this without really doing it. You know what I mean? I don't think it's fake. I think that Gillette probably did that for the presidents. Probably here and there, and just some of the kits have been around. Now, whether or not it is fake, hey, you know what, that stuff happens. But I don't think shaving stuff was really forged or really messed around with back then. So I think this is an authentic set. Really cool that John F. Kennedy had a little brush and a soap container all engraved, which is stuff that you could have probably gotten yourself too. So, I mean, it couldn't have been anybody else that said JFK, but this one's supposedly confirmed to be his as well. So, check those two sets out. Presidential shave sets are pretty cool. And if you know of any other presidential shave sets that you've seen in a museum or take pictures of, you know, send them in and I'll definitely share them on the show. I'm always interested in that kind of stuff and just really looking at the historical aspect of wet shaving. I was in Plymouth, Massachusetts about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Now, yeah, about 2 years ago, I'm sorry. And I went to a bunch of museums on my day off. You know, I worked there for a few weeks. I had a couple days off and I decided to go really check out the town and look at downtown Boston and go around all these old places that have been around for so much longer. Because, you know, when you live in South Florida, there's not much history here. You know, people have only been really living in the area that I'm in since 1980. So there's not much history here. When you go to a city like Boston or New York, you got people that have been living there since the 1600s, really. So to see some old shave sets, I do have some pictures of them. I did share them before, but I think I'll put them in the show notes for another show and show you. But there's some stuff that are just amazing. And you know, it's the thing when you look at it, you're like, hey, that'll work. That'll still work. You know, I could still hone that up and get that to go. That's something that will work. So it's just great stuff. You know, it's great to see that stuff this old is still functional and can still happen. So send me in some ancient shave sets if you've seen them in museums or if you've seen them in, you know, in a I don't know, anywhere you've been, an antique store or anything like that. Send them on in. We'll share them on the show because, one, I love seeing that stuff, and I'm pretty sure you guys do too. All right, so I wanted to skip along a little bit and talk about the Strike Gold presidential shave sets. This is an artisan that you see mostly online, and I think he's got an Etsy account, or I forget. I bought a couple stuff. I'll put a couple soaps off him, excuse me. And he does a lot of it's Frank Mises is the guy's name. He does a lot of soaps that are based on like presidents, right? And they're pretty popular. Like the last one was Teddy Roosevelt. Now, I'm a huge fan of Teddy Roosevelt. I bought one of the soaps. No problem. He's sold them out a couple times already. But he's had like George Washington, I think Thomas Jefferson. He's even had Bill Clinton. I think he's had other, you know, now there's a special edition Mount Rushmore set. Really, it's all dedicated to presidents. So what better way to shave on a President's Day than with a presidential soap? So if you're interested in like some really cool different scents, and remember, this is the artisan's take on what the actual president would have liked. Or would like, you know, sense, and just they're all a little different. Check them out at Strike Gold Presidential, strikegoldshave.com. I left a link in the show notes. You could just click on that and go right to his actual store as well. Pretty cool. There's aftershaves and splashes and a couple other things as well. Check it out. I think it's pretty awesome. All right, guys. Also, the Shaved In contest is done. We had a couple pictures sent in. Gentlemen, be aware that your t-shirts will be coming in the mail. Look out for my email and just respond. Ed James with his actual shelf that has a chain on it that you can open up and folds out. Check out the picture. He did a great job on this. We talked about him a little, probably in the past, maybe about a year ago. He sent in, we talked about his shelf. He's enhanced it a little bit. It looks great. Awesome concept, great idea, and it actually saves a lot of space as well. And then I had a picture from Michael with his whole shave den out on his computer desk, it looks like. Decent selection. I got to say, he's got some nice razors in there, a lot of soaps, a lot of aftershaves that are pretty solid stuff. So great collection as well. So Michael and Ed, thank you very much for participating, and be on the lookout for your shirts. So I got the t-shirt giveaway this week, right? I'm going to do two different questions, right? One, I want to know, what is your favorite American product and why? American, made in the USA, razor, brush, soap, I don't care, loom block, anything, right? You send me why, give me an explanation with a picture, all right? And I'm going to enter you into contest to win a t-shirt. I have quite a few of these t-shirts, and if I run out of t-shirts, guys, I got plenty of other stuff I could send you as well. Also, the next question is, boar, badger, horse, or synthetic, what is your preference in shaving brushes? Send me your explanation and a picture, and I will send you a shirt. So this is something that I really want to... I'm going to actually do a survey of this, I think. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm just like kind of like thinking out loud. And when I think of this, I'm like, okay, boar, badger, horse, or synthetic. What's your preference in shaving brushes? And then I'm thinking, well, I don't know because certain times of the day, certain soaps or certain times, I like boar, badger, horse, or synthetic. I think they all have great attributes and they're different in each way, but it could be all about preference, Like, what do you like all the time? Or it could be like, I like this with a special soap. Just tell me whatever's on your mind. And, you know, we'll send you a shirt. Or if I, like I said, if I run out of shirts, I got razors. I got a lot of stuff I can send you as well. I am moving, so I got plenty of stuff that I'm letting go. So I'm going to definitely start sending some stuff out and share the wealth, basically. Because my shave den is, you don't realize until you move how much stuff you actually have. So it's a little bit intense. So what's your preference in shaving brushes? Do you like badger hair? Do you like boar hair? Do you like horse synthetic? Do you like metal handles? Do you like plastic handles? Do you like, you know, aluminite handles? Whatever you got, let me know. Explanation with a picture of your favorite brush, and I'll feature it on the show. All right, guys. A couple other things that I wanted to go over today. When we talked about the presidential shave kits, I also wanted to talk more about, in long lines of, celebrity shaving. What do I mean by celebrity shaving? Do celebrities wet shave? Do they listen to this podcast? Do they read, you know, articles on Sharpologist or other websites? Do they know about you know, timeless razors? Do they know about Declaration brushes? Do you think that celebrities do wet shave? So here's the thing. I know of about two real confirmed accounts that wet actual celebrities that you would probably know of. I'm not going to say it on the show because I'm not, again, 100% sure. I'm just going by what some artisans have told me that are wet shavers, which is pretty awesome. But, I mean, if you think about it, how would we know or not? So, does it matter if famous people wet shave? Probably not. I mean, it's not going to change the way I do things. But would it be, you know, big for the hobby if one of them came out and said, hey, I wet shave and this is what I use? Or would they just go into groups and get, you know, just get attacked in the groups, like, oh, let me find out this and that. So I actually did a little bit of research and found out what celebrities do when they go into forums and stuff like that. And honestly, a lot of them are in, not maybe not wet shaving, but they're in groups like this. And like, how do you get to be treated like a normal person? And a lot of them do this under false names, different accounts, and stuff like that. So you'll never know who's ordering what. They send it to different addresses or PO boxes, their stuff. So yes, there's a great possibility. But think about it. If you were an A-list movie star and you were wet shaving, and you had a bunch of guys like us like knowing about it, we would probably send you a bunch of messages and try to find out, you know? So do celebrities wet shave? Do they, you know, will they, do they see our content? Do they know what's going on? Do they know of Wolfman razors and stuff? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure they do. We just may never know who it is and if they do. But if you're out there and you're a famous person, or if you're, you know, holding a razor in your hand right now, let it, you know, just remember, we know you're out there. We just may not know who you are or when you are, but we do know you're there. So thank you guys for supporting our hobby, because it's getting bigger and bigger. Or is it getting smaller and smaller? Well, that's another thing we're going to talk about when we talk about the wet shaving state of the union, which I'll be doing in the next couple of weeks, to see if we're getting where the actual industry itself is. Because I think that the industry itself is getting larger with more people getting involved, but I think the products are starting to shift differently. You know, this happens a lot in industries. You know, I know I'm sidebarring again from what we were talking about, but to talk more about the wet shaving industry as a whole, it's getting to the point where it's getting more mainstream, I think. More people are getting involved, more artisans are out there, and more producers are out of there. Remember, if you've been doing this for a while, 10 years ago, there was only several artisans, maybe a handful. And everybody was using vintage stuff for the most part. You know, and there was a few new items, but not much. Mostly vintage items and maybe a few, you know, new soaps from you know, Truett & Hill and basically anything, all those, you know, English companies that were working that have been around for 100 years. And so they've been really the only ones out there. Art of Shaving came out, what, 97, 98, when it was privately owned. So a lot of that stuff is fairly new. So when people talk about the shaving industry, oh, I think it's slowing down. I don't think it's slowing down. I think it's just too much stuff out there, and people are just have too much of a selection. And when you have, you know, 100 right now in my list, every year I go through a list, a database I make of all artisans that make soap and aftershave. And this year I have 103. Last year I only had 86. Year before that, I think it was like probably about the same 80. So it's just getting to be like there's more out there. There's more of a selection. But think about 10 years ago, there was only like five. So, I mean, that's where I think the actual, when talking about wet shaving as a whole, and people say, oh, I think it's slowing down. Oh, I think it is. I think maybe it might slow down with certain groups, but as a whole, I think it's growing. It's still growing. It's just, there's so much out there to select from. There's so many choices that it's kind of getting a little bit saturated. And I'd like to compare the wet shaving industry with the craft beer world. Okay. If you're into craft beer, you've noticed that craft beer is starting to slow down. In my company, craft beer is slowing down. We're down a lot in craft beer. And we're moving on to more of the whiskey, you know, aspect. And that's just because there's so many people make beer, right? Not only that, when craft beer started getting big, everybody wanted to buy the bottles and cans and all that good stuff. Now, breweries are opening up everywhere. So instead of going and actually buying a beer, people are like, I'm just going to go to the brewery and have a beer, right? It's cheaper. Even if it's $6, $7 a beer, it's still the experience. It's fun. It's close by. It's in my neighborhood. I'm supporting my community. Look at the artisan soap business. You know, 10 years ago, everybody's buying and buying and buying it. Now, it's very similar. Like, oh, I want to support certain group soaps or certain artisans or people that are in my area. You know, oh, I don't want to spend $15 on a soap anymore. I want to spend $10 on a soap. Or there's just so much out there, and I have 50 of them already. I have enough to last me for 20 years. And maybe I'll slow down and just start trading soaps and selling soaps. That's kind of what's happening. Happening with the beer industry too. People have so many beers they're trying to trade and sell. They want that personalized like touch, which you can get with artisan soap makers as well. Maybe not locally. You can't just go to the, you know, down the street and get one made, but you can do the same thing. That's where the industry's starting to change in wet shaving as well. I think it's starting to get to the point where everybody's loaded up and there's so many selections out there that you can buy one or two, three soaps a month and you're good from different people for a year or maybe 2 or 3 years and not even hit all the vendors up. If you hit one soap of each, you know, one or three soaps a month, 36 soaps a year, you know, 3 years, you'll be done with buying soaps from all the artisans. So that's what I think is happening. Do we see artisans coming and going in the near future? Probably. Yeah, I think you definitely would see some here or there come and go. But I think it's pretty stable right now. I think we're safe to say that what's out there now is going to probably be out there for a while. And maybe the smaller vendors might jump, you know, in and out here and there. But yeah, I think we're at a stable position. So kind of went over the wet shaving state of the union in a nutshell real quick. And that's what I love about this podcast is I could just kind of go on with it and just keep going. I mean, I have a criteria. And I hate to say it, when I teach classes as well, wine classes at my work. And when I do that, I always sidebar. And I always start talking about other things and other experiences and other types of wine or spirits. And I don't know why, but they always have a great time when I do it. And I kind of do that here too because my mind starts going and I start thinking about different things. And I'm like, oh, I got this on my mind, this on my mind. I only have, you know, 20 minutes to talk about it. So I really like to, you know, tell you guys as much as possible. So with that being said, everybody, that's it for this week. That's right. Our show is powered by SharpElders.com. What your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and everything that he does for the wet shaving community. Most of all, thank you guys for the listeners. Without you, there would be no show. Don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, for interesting tips and stories. And also, contact me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel as well. The link is in the show notes. If you're interested in getting involved in an episode or sponsoring one or having some fun with me as well, let me know. We'll definitely, I'm looking for different content, you know, here and there. So we can get some new stuff going as well. Our next show will be March 18th. 2019. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Or shave safe and shave straight. Which way does it go? I think it's different every week. Anyway, until then, guys, bye-bye now.